neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rav Ashi, that in his shiur mentioned the Menashe, HaMelech, that as Gemara San he brings, is one of the characters that in la'im chedek l'olam haba, doesn't have any portion in olam elyon. Menashe, the king Menashe. So now Menashe comes to his dream at night, and he tells him, "You call me chavereino, our friends. Why you think, you know, you make yourself equal to what I am? Who do you think you are?" So Menashe was offended. So he tells him in a dream, "Do you know when you you say hamotzi, what part of the bread you take off from?" That's what he asked him in the dream. So he didn't know. Rav Ashi didn't know. Gemara says he didn't know that which part he takes away. So then he tells him, "Now go search, and then I'll let you know." So again he comes to his dream and he says, "Did you find out?" He says, "No." He says, "You have to take it as we learn the halakha from where it's baked. Well, that's where you take the piece of bread after you say in hamotzi." So Rav Ashi asked Menashe, "If you're such a chacham, why you worshipped Avodah Zarah?" Because Menashe, he was an idol worshiper, he was a king. The Melech HaMisrael was involved with Avodah Zarah. So Menashe tells Rav Ashi, "If you were at my time, you would pull your gown so you'd be able to run faster. And then you run after Avodah Zarah." So he was trying to tell him that you have no idea that what was the power of the Avodah Zarah in our time. So now, this Agatah is a very interesting Agatah that talks about Avodah Zarah and also about bread. That was the whole story was about. So now there is an interesting thing that is brought in Zohar HaKadosh about breadcrumbs. Has to shut on. If the breadcrumbs falls on the floor, as Rabbi Shai brings this halacha, the malachim, when they notice it, right away they come and they curse the one that threw breadcrumbs on the floor. Pirurei lechem. Right away. So Rabbi brings in halachot, Rabbi Shai, that if you see breadcrumbs on the floor, right away you have to clean it. Why? Because the malachim come, and right away, chas v'shalom, the mikhelala. And the greatest remedy, prescription for parnasa, that is, be careful about breadcrumbs. The more you're careful about breadcrumbs, then your parnasa becomes easier and greater. No, but the point here is that you will not. No, especially the kids, and you give them the bread that is very tort. It's, you know, they had lots of breadcrumbs. You have to be very careful. But now the point about here is very interesting. That this story in the Gemara about Rav Ashi and Menashe and Avodah Zarah and where you take the bread off. What is the breadcrumb? A little bitty thing. No, why has to be so sensitive? A little piece of, no, it's a nothing. Why does a little bitty thing falls on the floor? The malachim, right away, they spot it, and then they come and curse. Why? Why? It was a little piece, it's nothing.
Start from the
little. Very nice. So now, have you ever went to the buildings that's very, very high, like a high rise? So what do you take usually when you want to go, like, let's say 20 floor?
Elevator.
And then when you go to the elevator, what do?
Push the button.
push the button? What do you mean? It doesn't go by itself? You go in and you have to push something. Oh, really? I didn't know. just a little this push, then it takes you up?
It's so good.
Just like this?
Just like
this. And some of them even, you don't have to push. It feels your finger now.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The door, which is the you walk in, they scan you and they know which floor you're supposed
to. No, but this is unbelievable thing. You go to a box and then you want to go to 30th floor, right? And then you just press one little button, it takes you up. Isn't that something? Omer, we have to reach the bread. Shavuot, we have to bring two loaves of bread. Spirurei lechem. What does it mean? Just a little bit of thing. You have to know, a press of a little button, it can change your life altogether. You can stand in the elevator, read Tehillim, and again, it's not going to move. It's not going
to
move.
You need to push
it. You have to push it. Has to push it. And Yetzer Hara knows exactly what to do. There's a, you stand there. What's going to happen? Nothing. You have to press the button. And that's how it is. Yemei Omer. You know what the Yemei Omer is? Persian, how do you say your life?
Omr.
Omr is Omer.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.